This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Second hour of the show starts right now on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in the studio. I take it because I would never have picked this garbage that Barry is hour number two.
Is this Alice in Chains?
You don't even know, and you put it on your list, and yet you're jonesing trying to get a win.
No idea. I just knew I needed to throw in something for the white people.
Wow.
What?
Okay.
You think a lot of black people listen to Alice in Chains?
No.
I think
I'm not doing that. I'm not wowing that. I'm wowing the fact that the statement you made.
What?
I just need to throw something in for the white people.
Yeah.
Solid statement.
Okay. That's what Alice in Chains was for. For the folks in Beaumont. Sorry, Matt. I know you're black and in Beaumont, but every...
TJ? You're forgetting about TJ?
TJ
as
well.
He's a suspect.
I thought about TJ. Let's just make radio great again, Barry.
Oh, are you comparing me to Trump now?
I mean...
How dare you, sir? How dare you?
I mean...
I was telling you about a listener calling in that wouldn't talk, wouldn't
yeah.
voice his opinion on the air.
Yeah.
Another person is upset with you because he looked it up on Wiki.
Mm-hmm.
And Beaumont is 47-point-something% black.
Somebody called and got upset about
that? He took the
them?
Time to...
How sad are you that you can't even take a joke? Literally, it was a joke. An obvious joke.
I really need an intern.
I mean,
I don't want to screen these,
yeah,
screen
why,
these
no,
calls.
Why are you having
So you got one them? Guy that's upset because I made a joke about there not being anybody but white people in Beaumont. An obvious joke. And then another guy calling in who's too scared to give his own opinion. He wants to call in off air. And I'm not even going to say what the opinion was because it was dumb as hell. But he calls in, hey, man, you need to tell them fellers to say this and that because them fellers hadn't addressed it. Well, you call and say it if you're such a big boy. If you're such a badass, why don't you call and just say it on the air? Drink your milk from Arkansas. God bless it. Some of y'all just killing me today.
Feisty today.
And then you got Pastor Troy out here hating on gay people.
Tell us about it, Barry.
So apparently Pastor Troy saw some gay people at Applebee's. And the fact that...
Do people know who Pastor Troy is?
I mean, I don't know, some people do.
Okay.
No one in Beaumont probably, but...
Oh, man.
Doubling down,
oh,
baby.
Oh, yes, you are.
If it upset one guy, then it was time to pile on, right? Mm-hmm. If there, people are getting mad, then I'm definitely piling on. But Lil Nas X dressed up for the Grammys.
Yes, he did.
You yep. know, he came it. Out of the closet. He's gay.
I didn't know that. Lil Nas X is gay?
Can we go to break?
Did you know that, Nick?
I did not know that.
See? Yeah.
He came out. Did I make this up? Wait a minute.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Oh, you know what? We might have talked about
yeah,
it on the show.
We did.
I just don't remember.
I don't remember that. I don't think we did.
He came out on his Twitter account.
Okay, well, go ahead.
He told BBC News, I prayed that being gay was just a phase. Y'all got me worried. Like, I just made up the fact that Lil Nas X was gay for a second.
You asked me if I knew that or not. I didn't remember.
The first
I should know old-ass Joel wouldn't be up on pop culture.
Oh, yeah, me.
But Nicholas, okay, right. I expected you to know that.
I forgot. I genuinely forgot.
It's okay.
I was going to act like I knew
Joel
it.
Joel forgot, but just because he has dementia.
I forgot to take my teeth out last night when I went to bed. So, I mean, these things are a problem
sometimes.
You woke
up, they were all over the bed?
Yeah. I thought they were Taylor's toys.
Stepped on him like a Lego. Yeah. So Lil Nas X wore a pink cowboy outfit. He had a pink hat. He had it looks like a BD or a bondage or an S&M
something
thing.
Something Josina Anderson would wear on air. She kind of looks like she dresses that way, but go ahead.
She does sometimes dress like a dominatrix.
Uh-huh.
But he's dressed like a dominatrix cowboy with a pink outfit on and whatever. I didn't even know this existed. I just know that Pastor Troy was trending on Twitter, try to say that fast three times,
yeah,
and wanted to see why, and then I find out that this is the reason. And this is what he posted on his Instagram with a picture of Lil Nas X in his pink cowboy outfit. He put, "Welp, I guess I won't be winning a Grammy," all capitals, "if this is what I gotta wear. They love to push this bleep on our kids. The other day, Applebee's had some punks kissing, and laughing, eating mozzarella sticks. First thing my 14-year-old son said was, bleep Applebee's, and it brought joy to my heart. He sees it. Their agenda to take the masculinity from men, black men especially. Some may say he's making money. Well, RuPaul does too, but I ain't bumping his CD.
Wow.
He said, y'all better open that third eye and let your sons know what is real, or they ass going to be headed down that old town road forever.
He could have had a lot of different ways to handle Old Town Road.
Oh, he said
Road.
For real. Not Old Town Road but, forever, but Old Town Road
we'll take
for
that
real.
Part, yeah.
Bro, why are you so mad at people in Applebee's? The memes out there are fantastic. They're all just, they're memes about him and gay people and cheese sticks. or mozzarella sticks. And I love Twitter when stuff like this happens. When people show their ass and say dumb things. The memes and everything. Oh,
yeah.
Boy. So good.
And people, Pastor Troy is not a pastor. He's a rapper.
Well, obviously he's a pastor. That's why he doesn't like gay people.
Well, yeah, you're going to go that route.
Obviously.
But I'm just letting you know because there's people out there, like you said,
they don't know
where
who
they're
Pastor
located.
Troy
they don't know who he
they're
is.
Like, what denomination is he? But he's from the Church of Hip Hop.
I mean, look, the thing that was more puzzling to me was the fact that they won, Billy Ray Cyrus and Lil Nas X won. Mm-hmm. Best duo, they won 2 Grammys, and the song came out, and everybody was pissed last year that it wasn't nominated
right.
in certain categories.
Country.
So yet they kept it around for another full cycle and year, and then it won 2 Grammys. Yeah. Is there a shelf life on eligibility?
That's a good question. And I think because it was originally released, and the country chart said, well, it's not a country song. It
right.
doesn't have all the elements of a country song. So then that's when Billy Ray Cyrus said, well, I'll do it. I'm country. I'll play guitar and do it, and then it'll be a country song. So I think what it was is
the remix
it was
with
on
him.
Right.
Okay.
That's what won the Grammy because it was re-released as a remix.
Got it. Yeah, because I was going to say otherwise, any song that just has Billy Ray Cyrus on it qualifies in all categories, all the different checklists for country.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, I mean, look, I guess some people don't have enough to do within the course of a day.
You know, and the thing is, if that's your belief system, fine. But you're taking shots at him and leave mozzarella sticks out of this too. Can we just not take shots at mozzarella sticks? I think that's what I'm more troubled by. You can make fun of Lil Nas X. You can make fun of Apple. Don't you dare trash mozzarella sticks. And so now that's what gay food is to him. He's like, you can't eat mozzarella sticks. You know what? He probably does that to his boys. Like, if they're hanging out, he's like, psh, look at this mozzarella stick eater. Look at this one. Bah, I bet you that dude eats like a whole mouthful of mozzarella sticks. Oh, boy. Garrett, don't you dare, sir. Don't you ruin mozzarella sticks for the rest of us.
So what are you replacing it with? Drummies?
No. Don't you ruin chicken wings.
See,
here.
I don't want to ruin wings for
How
either, but
dare
I, don't,
you?
I don't know what you're going to replace it with.
Nothing. Just leave everybody alone and let them eat what they want. Double meaning.
Just didn't come out the... Well, never mind.
Double meaning.
Okay.
Let people eat what they want. Right, Nicholas? Let you be you.
I eat what I want. People should eat what they want.
Wow. Just wow. I mean... You don't get this kind of entertainment at Radio Row. You just can't. You just won't. It's just.
Oh, boy.
It's an eat what you want kind of day. Usual suspect.
I'll eat what I want, who I want. Wait a minute. When I want, how I want, why I want, where I want. Applebee's.
Oh, it's eating good in the neighborhood.
I can't wait till we do a remote from Applebee's. Give me some mozzarella sticks.
In more ways than one.
Yeah. It's going to be great. Yeah, that's just a weird thing. I don't know. I just feel like it doesn't surprise me that a rapper comes out and is like, hey, that's not manly. Like, that's not a shock. But just leave the whole mozzarella stick thing out of it.
Yeah, I love mozzarella sticks. I don't care what
and
anybody
Applebee's,
says
you
about
you don't need
it.
To attack Applebee's.
You love what?
Mozzarella sticks.
Mozzarella sticks.
Mozzarella sticks.
Here we go.
Okay, Mr. Speech Therapist.
Here we go.
I'm just letting you know.
Here we go.
Okay, all right. How do you say it? Because I need to know.
Here we go. I knew it.
I need to know, Mr. Comparable. I need to know. Tell me.
Piss him off.
Tell me.
He's going to get angry.
Tell me how to pronounce it. Tell me how to pronounce it right now.
Pronounce it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pronounce
it.
Yeah.
I'm just looking for comparables in the break on how to say it. So it's going to be something that maybe we work out over time,
like,
and maybe
Alzheimer's?
We don't. Yeah. Webster. Well, once I find
my
team.
We're not even going to go to break until we settle this.
Once I find my team.
I swear to God, if you get big mad over this, I'm going to kill you.
Why?
Oh, we were doing so good.
Look, by the time he finds it, someone's going to get a croissant.
We're not going to break. We're not going to break.
Someone's going to get a croissant. Barry's going to spit Diet Coke all over the counter right now.
Y'all got to stop.
Okay, it's,
do
it's,
we know,
it's buffering.
Do we even, yeah. Mm-hmm. Do we even know, like, what's a good...
The mozzarella stick?
Do we even know what a good Pastor Troy song is?
I do not. And I know that's shocking to you, but I do not.
I recognize the name, and I feel like he had a like,
We
one,
Ready? Pops had, up first on YouTube.
We Ready? I feel like he had a banger back in the 90s, late 90s.
He sounds like he'd be part of Big and Rich.
Maybe I'm thinking
but
of
it's Lil... Cowboy Troy. That's part
yeah,
of Big and
maybe
Rich.
I'm thinking of Lil Troy.
Lil
Troy, because that was Want to Be a
oh,
Baller.
Oh, We Ready was huge.
Oh, that's what the commercial's based off of then. The new yeah. Gatorade commercial that they're okay. using for the NFL.
But I don't know, man. Pastor Troy says it's. I think this is wrong. I don't think this is a Pastor Troy song.
Mm. But I was thinking of Lil Troy because I was thinking maybe he had one big.
Oh, Lil Troy did.
Yeah, but no, Pastor Troy. I couldn't name a song. I mean, I've heard that, but I've heard it because of the commercial, not mm-hmm. because I was rolling around bumping Pastor Troy eating mozzarella sticks.
Well, you're too busy partying in the USA.
That's
to
a different
We
Ready. So it's a different We Ready. I don't know that Pastor okay. Troy song.
All right, we'll continue to roll on. This is hour number 2, 3-hour show. Lots more to get to. And, of course, if you've got something on your mind you want to get off your chest and join us, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call or text. Hit us on Twitter. It's The Usual Suspects, brought to you with mozzarella sticks on ESPN 97.5.
Sam Windsor with the Houston Sabercats here. Even when I'm down under, I'm listening to ESPN 97.5 on the app. You can stream the boys from anywhere. Mate.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
We're rolling through hour number 2 of the 3-hour show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We've always said, look, 90%+ of you suspects are just absolutely all world fantastic. You just should
you
feel lucky.
Are idiots.
You don't have to deal with the other 9% or less.
That's a great song, by the way. That's a one, Stained.
Why don't
it's
you
been
just
a while.
Go ahead
that's
and
one of those ones.
Fluff your own list.
Well, I'm huffing my farts right now, for
yeah,
real.
Yeah, you are.
But it's one I try to put
Lil Jon.
I try to put a lot of songs in there that I really like that I sing in the car, and that's one of them. Oh, I'll turn it all the way up and sing to the top of my lungs.
Is the lead singer of this song still alive? Because he was very suicidal in this
in that song.
Yeah, he was.
I don't know.
It's like he was. He had all kinds of problems.
Y'all don't like that song?
I love that song.
I love that song.
No, I love that song.
It's like Scott Whelan and STP. Man, I mean, part of the reason why he was as good as he was is because he had a whole bunch of other stuff going on.
Same thing with the lead singer of Linkin Park. Man, when they talked like the songs that they sang about, which was, you know, songs about depression yeah. and loneliness and all that, it's because that's how he was, and he really felt it. And when he sang about it, it was emotional and it was impactful. And by the way, more people are calling and getting upset that I'm making jokes, just funny jokes about Beaumont. And I just want to point out that white people getting upset about white people jokes made by white people is the whitest thing I've ever seen in my whole life.
Wait, so you're saying...
I'm saying there are dudes driving around calling up getting mad because I'm making jokes about white people as a white person. And
that's the thing that's throwing me off.
I'm getting yelled at because they think you're black.
We've been doing this show about 3 years.
See, it dawned on me. That's what it is they hear my voice and they're like, hey! How come that fella's making fun of us? And they don't realize I'm white.
That's the thing that threw me off. After 3 years of the show, I didn't realize you were
white. And if they know I'm white, then shut up. It's a joke. made by about white people made by a white guy. Get over yourself. Stop being so sensitive. It's just a joke.
I'm sure Dell has the same issue, like, but the other way
around. Yeah, true. How come that feller's making jokes about black folks? I don't agree with that. Like, well, Dell's black. What? Head explodes.
That was a head exploding.
Relax.
Okay.
That's so dumb. So dumb.
All right, what else you had in your... You had something else
no,
on your
I'm good.
Agenda.
We can...
You had Pastor Troy and...
The Super Bowl on
Saturday
Sunday.
Night. So there's a kid...
Yeah.
That
tell
is
the story.
Petitioning... Petitions me. Look at that.
How?
Get me
what?
There. He's petitioning the league because he believes that the Super Bowl should be played on a Saturday night and not a Sunday night. Kids have to go to school. People have to go to work. I think it's still the most... called in sick day of the year.
Yeah, just take your kids out of school for a day, dummy.
Right.
Any idiot who isn't here this year, the day after the Super Bowl, to work, I think that, you know, that's a problem because that shows you that you just, you are so weak mentally that you can't keep, and you can't handle it.
Hold on.
You would probably be
who's
the person.
Who's off that day? Who
you
do
would
you know
probably
that's
be
off
the
that
person
day?
That would sign that petition and want the league to move the game
who do you know?
For you to handle your life
is Charlie
better.
Off that day?
No.
No, Charlie's here.
I'm off that day.
Oh, I didn't know that. Are you?
You hoe.
Really?
First of
you're
all,
wow.
Don't get mad at me because I'm going to Vegas for the Super Bowl.
You
hoe.
You know the
well,
Vegas.
Well, you know that the whole human trafficking thing goes up in Vegas, so I can see that.
Wait a minute.
I know it's in Miami.
You're going. Why are you going to Vegas for a game being played in Miami?
It's a free trip. There's an event over there. There's sponsorships. They're having Super Bowl watch parties. They're having parties before the party, post-party.
Bro, we work 3 hours a day, and it starts at 1. You can't be back in and at the studio by 1 p.m. on a Monday?
I land, like, right before the show. I didn't pick the flights.
Fred and AJ land and drive straight here
Good
and
point.
Do their show?
Good
you know
point.
What?
What kind of hoe-ass stuff are you doing over here?
Look, mister, I need 72 vacation days to do all these comedy trips, okay? Well,
but I'm out there grinding, bro. And every time I grind, I mention, first thing they say when they bring me up, you can hear them every day on ESPN 97.5 in Houston on The Usual Suspects. Y'all, I'm out there grinding, bro. I'm putting our name out there all over this world. Oh, well,
you know what?
South.
You know what? I'm about to screen this call. Hopefully he's going to yell at you.
Oh, I hope so. I hope it's an angry white person mad at a white person for making a white person joke. How awesome would that be?
Nick, he hung up.
It was definitely a white person. They got scared.
Nick's making all that up, by the way.
What?
Nick knows that prostitution goes up during the Super Bowl.
Does it really?
And when it was in Houston, you don't remember that?
No.
In every city. One aspect is it because now they're actually focused on trying to clean it up. There's a human trafficking part of it that they're trying to clean up, and there's a big initiative with that. But the second thing is they know that there are prostitutes from all over the country that come to wherever the Super Bowl is because they can cash in quick, and people have money.
And they're literally financing themselves to go wherever, whatever city. Like if it's in Houston, they book a flight to Houston. If it's in Miami, they book a flight to Miami.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah. So, I mean, I could see Nick, like, with all the people and all the hookers in Vegas leaving for Miami. Someone's got to fill the bill in.
I can just go see
Vegas.
What's her name?
Are you Barista. Suggesting that he's going to go there and sell his body?
He could.
Who'd you say you're going to go see? My girl?
Yeah, what's her name?
Okay, hold on.
What's her name?
No.
The redheaded
Little.
Girl.
Little.
Allison
Little.
Little.
Yeah, that's
Allison
her girl.
Little. No. Can
who,
we? No.
Who wanted?
No.
Who wanted?
No.
Who wanted the
no.
interviewer?
No. Can we not say she? I'm married. I have a happy wife. And a happy life, and I don't need you out here saying that a prostitute in Nevada is my girl.
So why does she follow you on Twitter, but she doesn't follow me?
Mm. Does she follow me?
Inquiring minds want to know, Barry.
Because I'm the one that... Oh, no, you got her to call. So Sunday or no? Saturday? Are we?
Wait. I mean, there's a little bit that's still to be answered
I don't
here.
Need your... Can we have the audio of him calling his wife a dumbass?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, trust me. Plenty of the suspects and the podcast do. Uh-huh. You sure you want to go down this road with me?
No, I didn't edit it.
I didn't
edit the
out.
Podcast.
I will get it and tweet it out and tag her.
Hey, dude, I didn't call her your girl.
Okay, well, you were starting to back it up.
No, I didn't.
I need you to have my back, right, Joel? As the married people, not to each other. Well, I mean, we kind of were work wives. But as the married men on the show, I need you to have my back right now. I don't need you ganging up on me like y'all share mozzarella sticks.
Oh yeah, we got to find out how to say that, by the way.
I need you to have my back right now, okay?
I love that I...
Are we good?
I love that I instigated that. This
mozzarella
fight.
Mozzarella sticks? Yeah. Are we good? Okay, ready, break. You shut your whore mouth, Nicholas. She's not my girl.
Just because you're going to make side piece money in Vegas and can't do the damn show and can't come back in time. Look, you could have someone cover for you for the first 15 minutes of the show if you're a little late.
What do you... Do you want to place a wager that he goes and sees the Blue Man Group? Guarantee you.
Well, that's only if Shania Twain sold out.
Mozzarella.
Yeah, mozzarella.
That was pretty close, right? I said it exactly the way she said it.
No. You said mozzarella. There was
like a Maserati.
Mozzarella.
Yeah, because somebody goes, I didn't want to do this.
Mozzarella.
See? Somebody goes, I bet Nick pronounces pizza, pizza.
I don't. I say
You probably say paschetti.
Or za. I say za.
You call it paschetti?
Like the Midwest folk.
No,
don't put that on me.
Oh, no. It's absolutely a Midwest thing. It's absolutely.
Why don't you go get yourself a croissant?
Mozzarella.
Ooh, I'm blocking this person.
Okay. Why?
They just said that Stain song sucks. Blocked.
Anybody spelling or Stained?
Just
they're out.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
All right. Well, now that we got all that out of the way.
Second half of the show, we've got Rockets to talk about. We got the rumor that won't go away, but the confirmation that won't come in on Dusty Baker. We've got all the household wholesale changes that happened in the Texans front office that we talked about yesterday that didn't happen the way we thought we wanted it to.
We do need to talk about what they're doing over there because I saw an article about J.J. Moses.
Yeah.
And I'd like to discuss that as well.
Yeah. All right. So all that and more coming up on the second half of the show. And, of course, you're welcome to join us unless you're someone we don't like. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call that number. Text that number. Hit us on Twitter. Coming up, second half. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Can't believe
that I call my man cheating. This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
90 in the books, 90 still to go. Here comes the second half of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a way back Wednesday in the big city. Songs from the years in which Kobe and the Lakers won the NBA title, 2000 through 2002, 2009, 2010. Barry, our number two, Nick, our number one.
Mm. If you think mozzarella is funny, I thought this band was called System of the Down, not System of a Down.
Of the Down? Like you thought it was a system of sad people?
Which it didn't make sense, obviously, but...
Well, at least you didn't put an S on the end of Down.
Yeah, then it would be...
System of the Downs?
Yeah, that would have been real bad.
That would have been real, real bad. So System of the Down, huh?
But you had it right. System of a Down.
That's what you worried me when you said that. I was like, damn it, did I put System of the Down? Because I have no idea. So good, I got it right. Glad
ESPN
to know.
ESPN reporting that Mitch Trubisky has had surgery on his left shoulder. Now, if they could only get surgery on his right shoulder and he could throw right, he'd be all right. Good.
Did you see? We didn't even talk about it because of the Kobe thing, but did you see where the Chargers are moving on?
Yeah.
Phillip Rivers gone.
Now, let me give you this one.
Okay.
Of Radio Row this morning.
Sock it to me.
Rumors are after the Super Bowl, the Saints are moving on from Drew Brees.
No way.
And your boy.
I don't believe it.
Taysom Hill is going to be the new quarterback of the New Orleans Saints.
Okay. Source?
I'm talking about the fact that this was on your Mike Greenberg show.
Now, are the Saints moving on from Drew Brees, or is Drew Brees moving on? From
I think
the
it's
game?
The other
I don't
way
think
around.
Drew Brees at this point in his career, with his house established, everything, the community, all the different things he does, I don't think he would make that choice.
And I don't think that the Saints would go with Taysom Hill over Teddy Bridgewater.
Well, Teddy Bridgewater's a free agent, so he's probably going to get paid by somebody else to be a
starter. But you're not moving on from Drew Brees and Teddy Bridgewater, who got you to the point where you got to put in Taysom Hill, who in small doses is effective. But if he's your everyday quarterback, I don't know. I said as much when he was having the big game that he should be a national treasure. He should be a bigger star than he is. He can and does do everything. But that doesn't mean I would want him being the every down quarterback. I would want him being exactly what he is, which is everything on every play.
I'm just shocked that this is even news. It could be nothing like you guys said, according to sources, blah, 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 whatever. But I just don't think Drew Brees is a quarterback you just move on from regardless of his age.
Agree.
I'm sorry. I just Tom Brady same way.
Agree.
I think Kraft took you put out a statement just like he did, and you say, you know what? We do not want Tom Brady to leave. We hope he resigns. You make it publicly known. That's what I would do with Drew Brees.
Look, if he does leave and it goes down without you saying something like that, the heat's on you. No matter what 100%. You do, the heat's on you. Absolutely right. But I think of all the guys that are out there, I think the guy that can still play is Drew Brees.
Oh, yeah.
I think between Drew Brees, Phillip Rivers, Tom Brady, I'm going Drew Brees.
How many times have we heard the argument this season that the Saints – that the two best teams are not in the Super Bowl, and that you can make the argument that the Saints should be or could have been in the Super Bowl. How many people make that argument?
I agree.
Like a thousand times. I've heard it.
I would agree.
And it's partly because, and maybe mostly because of Drew Brees. I just don't see how.
Nobody's arguing that the Patriots didn't make the Super Bowl.
Right.
Because they were the best team in the AFC. That's not the argument. It's that the Ravens were the best team in the AFC and probably should have been in, but they laid an egg, and that's on them.
Right.
Same thing in the NFC. No one's arguing that the Packers,
I am,
were the best.
Yeah, and that's your
truthfully,
team.
Truthfully.
I mean, it's your team, but I'm coming to your side. I got your back here, too. I'm telling you right now, the Packers are one of those teams.
But I'm saying
the best teams.
Yeah, the Niners, I thought, were one of the best teams. But, you know,
Saints were. At the start of the year, I said the Saints were the best team in the end. I thought the Saints would be in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And it wasn't a dumb thing to say.
And then after Brees went out hurt, you thought, well, that might throw a monkey wrench into it.
And
Teddy Bridgewater goes undefeated. And they're still in the thick of things.
Which is why I don't think that the Saints would move on from both and go with Taysom Hill. That doesn't make any sense
to me. You have no security blanket or insurance if it doesn't go well, right?
That doesn't make any sense to me. And I feel like that this is either posturing from Drew Brees' agent or the Saints, or it's just silliness and people trying to get clicks and stir up. But I don't believe that, and I would wager money that doesn't happen.
Okay, we'll see.
I really don't think that would happen.
But again, I can see the Chargers moving on from Phillip Rivers, and he looked awful for most of the season. You look at Tom Brady, and look, a lot of people were making excuses. He needed shoulder surgery or something was wrong with his arm because he wasn't making throws over 20 yards, and he looked terrible. No one was doing that with Drew Brees. I mean, when he was kicking at the end, once he got healthy with the thumb, and the thumb wasn't 100% healthy. Did Michael Thomas have a bad guy getting him the ball 147 times? Mm. You know, I think that Drew Brees can still play.
People are texting saying, "Oh, I read an article that said that you know,
things are moving on.
The plan is
the report is saying that.
The plan is to pass the torch to Taysom Hill. Article says that the Saints want Drew Brees to pass the torch to Taysom Hill.
They're idiots.
Sean Payton, thank you. Sean Payton is saying that Drew Brees is, you know, at some point is not going to be here, and that the plan was always to go with Taysom Hill afterwards. That doesn't make any sense to me. It really doesn't. That would be like the Steelers being like, well, Antoine Randle-L is our guy. He was so good at what he did. Why would you tinker with that?
Why would you mess
with it?
But here's the other thing. You're at least in your Pittsburgh scenario, there was no middleman to consider. If you're the Saints, for as intelligent as you've looked with all the other moves you made over the course of the last couple of years and got finding a guy like Kamara and even Michael Thomas, all the guys that you've done well with, you're going to tell me that even if you were thinking about moving on from Drew Brees, you're going to let Teddy Bridgewater walk out that door and say, I'm passing the torch to Taysom Hill, instead of saying, hey, you know what? I'm bringing both these guys back. Worst case scenario for Taysom Hill, we run the same offense, the same way in which Bridgewater was 5-0 last year, and we still implement more of Taysom Hill into the offensive system. Or if you are going to truly give it to Taysom Hill, you still sign Teddy Bridgewater and say, if it doesn't work, or to keep everything with options open, we're bringing him back. But you don't just say, I'm letting Drew Brees go. He can do whatever he wants, but we're going to move on. Teddy Bridgewater, we're not interested because you're going to go start for somebody else. And we're just going to start over with this guy. But the rest of the roster is pretty much Super Bowl caliber when healthy.
Yep. Agree.
I just think that's asinine.
I agree 1,000%. I think you're playing with fire here. You've got some. I mean, first of all, how are you disloyal to Drew Brees?
I don't get it.
If Drew Brees is wanting to move on, there's nothing you can do about it.
Or maybe he's content
with it. But as the Saints organization, it's kind of like what we talked about yesterday with J.J. Watt here in Houston. As an organization, the last thing you do is just get rid of the one guy that's meant so much to your organization. and to your city. I just don't. I don't get
Think
that.
About
this
the
is
year.
Baffles me. And I get he's getting older. Okay, Eli got older. Let him. Was let him Katrina? Be a backup to Bridgewater.
Think about the year they won the Super Bowl coming off of Katrina.
Yep.
I mean, there was so much extra meaning, so much more. It's like the Astros winning it with the whole, you know, H-Town strong after everything that they went through. But you think about New Orleans did it too. And who was the shiniest stars? Well, Drew Brees was one of them, and he kept giving back and dedicating himself and his family to the community and all the different aspects. And after that, all he did was become the all-time leading, what, pass yards guy in NFL history, breaking record after record in your uniform, in your home building, doing all these things positively for the community, the franchise, and everything. And you're going to go and pull the Akeem Olajuwon Raptors move?
I don't like it. Don't do it.
If you're a Saints fan, you shouldn't like it either.
Do it.
Because the other thing is, like you said, like I said, if you keep the roster intact, you should at least be in the discussion for best team in the NFC to go to the Super Bowl again next year.
Agree.
But if you take Drew Brees out of the mix, I don't know that you're even close.
I totally agree. Oh, well, if Bridgewater's there, he did go 5-0.
What's he proven in the playoffs?
But it also depends on the move that they make. If they go with Taysom Hill, I'm going to agree with you 1,000%. If it's a weird flip-flop where Brees just ends up at the Chargers and Phillip Rivers ends up in New Orleans, which would be weird. But if that happened, they're not that far off again. I just think that the move to go with Taysom Hill as your starting QB does not make sense.
I'd agree with that.
So, I don't know.
All right, so there's food for thought. People are starting to chime in on that on Twitter, and I'm sure on the text line as well. You can call our number, 713-780-3776. That's the HRNP listener line. You can also text that line. You can also hit us up on Twitter, where it is at Barry is funny, at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. Pretty good scene last night, by the way, if you missed it, just going to break. Outside Staples Center, after TNT got off the air last night, Shaq literally snuck out into the middle of the crowd of well-wishers, paying their respects for Kobe, mm-hmm. and started a Kobe MVP chant and just started hanging out with the peeps.
You know what I did like, and this is just, I did like the fact that the NBA came out and said, or basketball came out and said, no vote needed. He's going in the Hall of Fame. We're not even going to vote. It's just, I thought classy move there too.
And the guys last night brought up the fact too, they loved it just like we did for the All-Star game, 8s against 24s.
Yep.
Should be a done deal.
Yeah.
I don't know that the NBA is on board with that yet, but the guys on TNT definitely.
They need to get on board.
All right, we're rolling through hour number 2, 3-hour show. Join us, won't you? It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final segment of the second hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Way Back Wednesday. Songs from years that Kobe and the Lakers won the title. Great topic. Good theme. Well done, people. So we finished that segment talking about the possibility that not only are the Chargers moving on from Phillip Rivers, maybe the Patriots are moving on from Tom Brady, but now that the rumor is the Saints could be moving on from Drew Brees, crazy we could have some musical quarterbacks this offseason with a lot of veterans. Because, you know, the other thing is we're talking about the Saints. But look, the Chargers are not that bad either. Offensively, with the weapons the Chargers have, obviously what happens with Melvin Gordon is somewhat important. Yep. He didn't, once he came back from holding out, he wasn't the same.
Nope.
But when you've got Keenan Allen, you've got Williams on the other side, you've got a really good tight end, you've got a lot of weapons that someone could step in there. And then what we don't know either is the other hidden variable. We know John Gruden is not exactly overwhelmed with Carr. We saw that Davis, the owner of the Raiders, was talking to Brady at the MMA fights in Vegas. But even the Raiders could have a guy on the move. And I don't think that Derek Carr is all world, but I don't think he's bad.
Me either.
So I think that we could see a lot of revolving chairs in the quarterback position, and it could really dictate a whole lot for next season because, there's, like I said, we're talking about teams that have a lot of talent, but if you don't have the right quarterback, yep. you're not going anywhere.
Yep. It's going to be interesting, man. There's a lot of moves to be made. A lot of moves to potentially be made, I guess I should say. Mm-hmm. Because the Chargers moving on surprises me, but not a lot, because there hasn't been a ton of success over there. The Saints, if they move on, that would be a bigger shock because of the success. And the same is true up in New England, in Boston. If the Patriots move on, or Brady moves on because of the success, that would be shocking.
Yeah.
But of the three, I think Rivers is the least shocking.
But I think, you know, when you say that about the Chargers, too, when you think about over the last 2 years, and last year was obviously a more successful year than this year, but in the last 2 years, if they had a kicker, if they just won a couple of the seemingly numerous games they blew in 3 points or less, and most of them involving missed kicks, they've been a pretty good team. That roster, the cupboard is not bare. Mm-hmm. So, and even the Raiders, I mean, for all everybody said, you know, from what Gruden's done or not done, and when you trade a guy with the talent of Mac away,
yeah,
you know, they still got a pretty decent squad.
Well, of the
it's
four
not
teams,
the Chargers,
I was gonna
and
say,
it's not the
if you're ranking
the Saints,
the four teams.
Yeah, they're last.
Yeah.
And that includes New England, which, again, still isn't a bad team.
Oh, no, not at all.
So,
plenty of talent on the defensive side of the ball. They just need to get some weapons in there.
And obviously
Brady's
they
healthy.
Never have had that many weapons, but of course Tom was in his heyday now. He's not.
Yeah.
So.
A couple things to get caught up on real fast because it's lingering. Sorry, Barry and Joel. Nick wins today.
I've been seeing nothing but dubs on Twitter.
Well, you're not reading them all. Bringing back the bangers from 0203 kids. Love the show as always. P.S. Nick is still fat.
That was not L.U. Dillon.
H-Town Blue.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So everyone's hip to it. Pastor Troy ain't never had a hit. Bum, scary ass fool.
Okay.
Okay. The singer from Stained is now a country singer.
He didn't
know that.
I didn't know that either.
So one, he is alive, Nicholas.
Yeah.
And two, he is basically the white Hootie.
Good call. He's in your genre now, Nick.
Yeah.
You might have to reinvestigate maybe...
I will check out some of his music. I had no idea.
I wonder if him and Hootie got together.
Singing.
What's his name? Aaron something, right?
Aaron Lewis?
Aaron Lewis. Wilson? Yeah, that's what it says. Aaron Lewis.
Oh, Aaron Wilson's a...
Covering the Texans and getting you into your two-step groove, here's Aaron Wilson.
Pat from the 409. Pat from the 409 said, "Hey, Barry, I am a black guy from Beaumont, and I like Alice in Chains. Funny-ass show. Hey, white guys, stop being so sensitive." Agree. Also, what? Black guy in Beaumont? Wait. Are you just visiting, Pat, or are you passing through? What's going on over there, Pat? Run, Pat! They're going to be so angry. Hey, that was not funny, man!
What's that number? 7-1? This rotary dial ain't going fast enough. I got to get through.
Oh, no, it's the Texas Hammer.
Can't wait to get through.
Couldn't help it.
Hammered him.
He went to do it.
This guy's talking about anti- Beaumont and black people. I got $18.43.
Big hammer.
He went to do a country accent and ended up in the hammer.
That's so great.
It happens like that, right?
In some rural towns, a country hammer is the best hammer to have.
It was like the other day when I was trying to do an angry woman and I end up as Cartman.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't pull off what you intend.
Right, Ellie Mae?
Somebody wants to know, have you guys covered the Astro City hat by New Era? I know Barry was very opinionated about the Rocket City jerseys, and I'll leave Nick out of this.
Wait, are the Astro City hats Chinese?
They have the space shuttle.
I'm not for
just
that.
Just Google Astros New
it's
Era.
Ugly.
Why is there?
Why is the space shuttle on? I don't mind
on
the space shuttle being
there.
But
on the side.
It's just like they went, this is how New Era designed this hat. They were like, okay, first of all, no one likes this team anymore. They're all cheaters. Second of all, we have all these space shuttle patches. What the hell are we going to do with them? Here, just slap it right there. Sell it.
Somebody's son made that patch and then went to Lids.
Yeah, and drew that. And then, yeah.
Somebody added that to the
cap. You're right. Somebody's 8-year-old kid drew that. And then they were like, patch it up. That's a city hat.
But here's
the thing. Is it okay if I hate this one, Nick?
It would still...
I'll allow it. You have my blessing.
Thank you so much, buddy.
It would still be okay if it was on the back or the side.
I agree.
Right there on the side of the front panel.
Don't
bad.
Get it. I agree.
And every
the patch
team
itself
is like
looks
that.
Ugly.
Yeah, the patch, you're right. It looks like it has an orange penis shooting out from the middle of the... It's like, you know how when a dog gets
Barry,
horny?
You should have waited 8 minutes for that. We're not in the 3 o'clock hour.
I'm doing
hour.
A penis discussion before the 3 o'clock hour because I promised I would. You know how when a dog gets horny and his lipstick comes out? That's what it looks like. The shuttle's like, wow, look at that chihuahua over there. No, it's not good. It's like a flame coming out the wrong side. Because you know what? There's the rest of the rocket should continue through the middle. This makes no sense. It's just
your rant or the actual.
It's just a spaceship with a dog penis on it. Way to go, New Era. No one wants your dog penis hat. I'm done.
When you see the
pictures,
is,
by the way, everybody right now, when you see the pictures, this is going to be hilarious. Just go back and listen to the podcast while you look at the hat, and you'll get a good chuckle. Because no one knows what the hell I'm talking about.
I want to talk to Barry because now all I see is a lipstick penis on an Astros hat. Did it purposely, and I hate it.
I wonder if, like, I'm going to get calls from PETA today. How dare you make fun of dogs? And
you've already
natural.
Gotten four calls, so I wouldn't.
I've had four people call angry at me.
Yeah.
Could you imagine what the
That's
interns?
Four separate complaints.
And they were all white you, people. Sir. They were all
That's
white guys.
That's why you didn't get the penis talking to 3 o'clock.
Country ass white people, weren't they?
You're just trying to stir it up.
Yeah, I am.
You're just trying.
I am. Because if they're that sensitive, call back. Get on the air. Don't be so. Get
they're
on the air
confuse
and tell
the
me.
Air?
Get on the air, bro. Yeah, that's how they talk.
Come on.
Get on the air. Call
I'll
me.
Show you stained.
Hey, you don't Come make on. Fun of white people like that. Settle down.
He said it was racially motivated.
The white guy making a white joke was racially motivated. Hilarious, white guy. Calm down. Unbelievable.
Was, and was he able to get that whole word out?
He did.
Correctly?
He pronounced it. Not pronounced it.
Wow.
I wouldn't want to be an intern that has to deal with our show.
Yeah, I think that's the only reason why we're talking about it, because I'm bitching about the fact that I have to screen it.
Because we wouldn't know about it.
Exactly.
We never know. And all the time we have this call screener, so we see when a call comes in and when the intern is taking it, and then once they're patched through to the board and we're ready to put them on air. And a lot of times I'll notice that a call will pop up and then just disappear. And little did we know that it was Earl in Beaumont calling because he's mad about something. Yeah, and then he
sure
just,
it's Beaumont.
I will say this,
he vents and then he hangs up. And I'm sure it was like a party line from a trailer somewhere. I don't know how it works out there.
He could have been in Coons.
See, he could have.
This is probably going to be rude to say and do, but I'm going to do it. If you Brand. Call in and you lead with, look, I don't want to be on the air, but I want to tell you this. I'm hanging up on you.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna let you finish the comment. I'm just letting
as
you know
well
right
you
now.
Should. As well
I'm
you
not
should.
Screening.
And someone's calling right now. I hope they go, hey, don't put me on air, but hello? Hello? Did he just hang up on me? That's twice now I'm angry about this. I'm not gonna stand for it.
Well, the good thing is I can just be your lawyer.
That's true.
I can stand by.
When I go to race
when
court
I need to get involved.
When I end up in race court and somebody's mad. This is the, wait a minute. This is the back of the Astros hat with the shuttle. It's got a piece of steak on a fork.
It really does, doesn't it?
That's made up. Zach, that is a made up thing. There is no way they put a piece of steak on a fork and made it the Astros hat in the back. That is the stupidest.
I could see a garbage can back there.
New Era.
I could see a
garbage can would be amazing.
It would be fantastic, right?
Yes. That is just the dumbest looking hat I have ever seen in my whole life.
And again, so and everything's off.
And you wear a lot of hats, yeah. So I have seen a lot of dumb hats.
Thank you.
I'm just. That was just
it's like that you was, don't. So I've just seen a lot of dumb guys that don't wear dumb hats.
I've just seen a lot of dumb hats.
Yeah. That's initially where the term dumb ass
came from.
Hey,
let's take this call that wants to bitch at Barry.
Okay.
All right.
Welcome to the
let's
show.
Let's do
sir.
It.
Jonathan, what's going on?
Hey, man, Barry, you're going to piss me off, man. No, I'm just messing with you guys.
Bro, I was so ready. Though, I was so ready to just pounce. I was like, no, let's do this, Earl.
Okay, but on a super serious note, how frantically is OU Mike trying to get through here to get on to you?
Look, man, I don't know, don't care, but you're probably right. He's probably having all his buddies from the Moose Lodge call in. And hey, he's talking about white people. Get them, fellas.
I know what he's going to do. He's going to call in to John and Lance tomorrow morning. Like,
yeah.
Barry's going to make me real mad. And I'm going to have to drive up there like, oh, you might just hang up, please.
You know
what? For everybody.
I'm amazed that he can even call. It has to be hard to see with that hood on.
Is it a hood or
appreciate
a pillowcase?
The call, Jonathan.
He has it cut like a ninja so you can see
it's
out of
got a, yeah, a circle there. Appreciate the call, bud. Yeah, that dude, he still calls other shows. I should I should have to pay rent in his head. Mm-hmm. That's how bad it is. Yeah, it's kind of scary.
It's obsessive.
Yeah, it's very.
So that'll about do hour number two. Now you need to be on your P's and Q's because you've already upset enough people today that if you go all off the rails in hour number three during parental pickup line, you might go over your quota.
Well, I got my penis talk in before 3 o'clock. So
and this
we're
is
good.
How Barry's closing out the hour.
Yes.
With Party in the USA.
Can you just crank that up and stop talking over it?
Am I going to fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time.
Your best song ever.
The quicker you think it's a break, the quicker we don't, you know.
Back
don't
with the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Hey, I had one thing I wanted to tell them.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now. Do it. Do it. Do it now.
Friends.